This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. In Odisha, the BJP Legislature Party will meet in Bhubaneswar today to elect its leader. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav have been appointed central observers to oversee the process. Our correspondent reports that a new BJP-led government will assume office in Odisha tomorrow. As the 10th International Yoga Day approaches, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has ignited global enthusiasm. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said, yoga is a timeless practice that celebrates oneness and harmony. He highlighted yoga's remarkable ability to bridge diverse cultures and geographies and said yoga has united millions across the globe in the pursuit of holistic well-being. International Yoga Day is observed on 21st June every year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today exuded confidence that the foreign policy of Modi 3.0 will be very successful under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to media after assuming charge this morning, Dr. Jaishankar said Bharat First and Vasudev Kutumbakam will be the two guiding axioms for the Indian foreign policy. He said the influence of India has been steadily growing and other countries feel that India is truly their friend who stands with them in times of crisis. Meanwhile, Ashwani Vaishnav today assumed charge as Minister of Information and Broadcasting in New Delhi. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju welcomed Vaishnav. Talking to reporters after assuming charge, Mr. Vaishnav said, people have once again blessed Prime Minister Narendra Modi to serve the country. Giriraj Singh today assumed charge as Union Minister of Textiles in presence of former Textile Minister Piyush Goyal. Pavitra Margarita also took charge as MOS in the ministry. Meanwhile, Suresh Gopi also took charge as Minister of State in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry. Union Minister for Petroleum and Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, was also present on the occasion. The centre has released over 1,39,000 crore rupees in tax devolution for states for the month of June. The Finance Ministry said that this amount will enable state governments to accelerate development and capital spending. Uttar Pradesh got the largest share of over 25,000 crores, followed by Bihar with over 14,000 crores, Madhya Pradesh with around 11,000 crores, and West Bengal has received over 10,500 crore rupees. Union Cabinet has approved construction of 3 crore additional rural and urban houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. A decision in this regard was taken in the first Cabinet meeting of the newly formed NDA government in New Delhi yesterday. The central government has been implementing the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana since 2015 to provide assistance to eligible rural and urban households for the construction of houses with basic amenities. Under the scheme, a total of 4 crore 21 lakh houses have been completed for eligible poor families in the last 10 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the people of India have always stood for peace, security and progressive ideas. He stated this while responding to a social media post by former Pakistan Prime Minister and PMLN Chief Nawaz Sharif to extend wishes to Mr. Modi on assuming office for the third time. Mr. Modi said, advancing the well-being and security of the people will always remain his priority. India has wholeheartedly welcomed Egypt, Iran, UAE, Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia joining the BRICS as their representatives attended for the first time a key meeting of the grouping hosted by Russia. The BRICS foreign ministers' meeting in Nizhny Novgorod yesterday was the first ministerial meeting following BRICS expansion in 2023. Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, Damu Ravi, led the Indian delegation at the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting. In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has clinched the silver medal in the men's 5,000-meter race at the Portland Track Festival High Performance Meet in Portland, United States. And that is the end of this news bulletin.